Welcome to a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. We are broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at wdce.org. The show is recorded and will be available on Monday at cooljazzset.com. This is Chuck Israels, and you're listening to one of the East Coast's premier modern jazz programs. I had the honor of working with Bill Evans for some of the most rewarding years of my bass playing career. His music represents one of the pinnacles of 20th century music. The pianistic nuances, harmonic beauty, and romantic qualities of his music are universally recognized. What's sometimes overlooked is the high degree of rhythmic control and invention in his playing. Listen for why Larry Bunker said that Bill was the most rhythmically inventive musician he had ever heard. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thanks, Chuck. Chuck Israels, one of my favorite bass players, one of my top five for sure. And what a marvelous bass player and composer and band leader he is. And he's got a lot of great recordings, and you'll hear some of those tonight. It's my honor to tell you that he is a featured artist, Chuck Israels. And I hope you'll enjoy tonight's show. We'll get started with his jazz orchestra. And he writes and composes. This is a piece he wrote, and he does all the arrangements as well. And this is called Fractal Shadows, the Chuck Israels Jazz Orchestra. Hope you enjoy tonight's show.
Thank you.
And that was pianist Andy Ezrin from his album Tactile. Sometimes I'm Happy on bass, David Fink, and let's see, Lewis Nash on drums. Sometimes I'm Happy. Well, tonight we're featuring a featured artist, of course. Chuck Israel is a great bassist, composer, and band leader. And this is a nice recording by his very talented young daughter, Jessica Israels. And this is from her album entitled Now I Know. And this is a tune entitled Lose Me Now, Miss Jessica Israels, backed up by the Chuck Israels Jazz Orchestra.
No tears, no fears. Remember, there's always tomorrow. So what if we have,
and we'll be together again.
We'll be together again. Your kiss, your smile, are memories I'll treasure forever. So try thinking with your heart. Again, times when I know you'll be lonesome, times when I know you'll be sad. Don't let temptation surround you. Don't let the blues make you bad. Someday, some way, we both have a lifetime before us, for parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again. Make you bad someday.
Fad Jones, Mel Lewis, big band. And the title of the tune was Groove Merchant. Groove Merchant. Well, a featured artist tonight, as you know, if you listened to when we first started, is the great bassist and band leader now, Chuck Israels, who I have followed for many, many years. Well, back in the early to mid-60s, he followed the wonderful bassist that died way too young, Scott LaFaro, in Bill Evans Trio. And I'm going to play a recording from the Bill Evans Trio from 1963. And this is a great tune. Larry Bunker, by the way, is a drummer on this, and the great Chuck Israels on bass. And this is a tune you've heard before. Who Cares? Thank you.
of the night. As I gaze through my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, all the times without number, darling, I will say
Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
Yeah, thanks, Marian, for that timely message. Music education is so important right here at the beautiful University of Richmond with a great music department. The last recording you heard was just released. It's by the wonderful, very talented, and beautiful Miss Calabria Fodi. And that was title track from her album, In the Still of the Night. And that beautiful bass solo on that Arco work, Bode was by Ike Sturm, S-T-U-R-M. Nicely done. And, of course, Calabria on vocals. Great album. It's In the Still of the Night, the music of Cole Porter. Up next, the Pete Jolly Trio from an album he did some years ago entitled Yeah! And that features Pete on piano, Chuck Berghofer on bass, and Nick Martinez on drums. And this is Dream Dancing. Thank you. Pete Jolly Trio from his album entitled Yeah. Chuck Berghofer on bass and Nick Martinez on drums. And of course, the late great Pete Jolly on piano. Dream Dancing, a nice tune by Cole Porter. That was recorded back in 92, I believe. Okay, we'll finish out this first set with our featured artist, the great Chuck Israels, bassist and band leader. This is with his big band, the Chuck Israels Jazz Orchestra. And back in 2014, they recorded a tribute to the music, well, a tribute to Horace Silver, and it's entitled Joyful Noise, the Music of Horace Silver. And I think you'll like this. It's really nice. This is a great tune. And if you can't dance or tap your foot to this, check your pulse.